Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining?
Talking water.
Blackwater, keep on rolling. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Yeah, baby. Here at Rosie on the House with John Owens of Connecticut, offering a special here today. Why don't you go through the special and the phone number?
Yeah, what we have is we have 20% off on the K5 drinking water station, and it's basically for 30 days. And you can call, if you're in the Phoenix area, you can call 602-437-2474. If you're in the Tucson area, 520-293-6687. And we have a 20% off the K5 drinking water station. It's actually certified to remove from WQA every known contaminant. So it's nothing but water.
And when you say a drinking water station, is this like an RO that goes at the sink, or is this a separate unit standalone?
Well, an RO system takes out heavy metals, but they don't take out virus and bacteria. So the K5 takes out everything, including virus and bacteria, to the tune of 99.69. So it's 6 log removal. It's actually been tested by the Department of Homeland Security for use in a national security environment as well. So when people have a water crisis and they're unsure, or they say boil the water, like if you lived in Portland and you had a K5 and you were there with Rosie, you could drink the water. Even if they say boil the water, you don't even have to boil the water.
Wow.
But I guess the question I was asking is it something that goes underneath the sink, and then you've got a tap on top, or is it a standalone unit separate?
Yeah, typically it would be the K5 drinking water station would be installed at the point of use. So it would be installed at the kitchen sink. So you could have it at the kitchen sink. Sometimes in fancy houses, we go to the sink, to the pot filler, a sink to a steam oven, sink to a refrigerator, sink to a bar sink, sink to a patio sink. But most of the rest of us regular poor folks actually have it at the sink, and maybe the sink in the fridge.
Okay, perfect. And then the drinking water, that's just for exactly that. That's not including a softening unit.
And normally on the whole house system, for many years, we've been using CAP water. For the last couple of years, because of the drought in California, we've been back to doing what we call groundwater banking, pumping out of the ground. They've had a lot more frequent changes on the water source than they do in normal time. So as a result, we're kicking up a lot more sediment. So typically, we'll have a whole house cleanable, reusable sediment filter as step one. And the cities do a stellar job of managing the resource, but the chlorine tends to be really high in the wintertime, particularly in the cool times of the day. Mm. And so people experience dry skin, so we take out the chlorine. And then because the hardness is high, we will also remove the hardness. And then additionally, for peace of mind, we can provide drinking water. And I describe it as like your wardrobe, like I said earlier, shoes, socks, trousers, and a shirt. It all works together. We take out, if you leave home with no shoes, you burn your feet. Leave home with no trousers, you end up getting arrested. What ends up happening with good water, we take out the sediment, take out the chlorine, take out the hardness, and we purify the water. But you don't need the pure water to flush with. So we only do the right treatment at the right place.
Perfect.
H2O. It should be so simple. But it really is a complicated resource. The collection of it, the management of it. How great is it that our reservoirs are back up to 90% full, huh?
We've mentioned CAP a number of times, but you know, I don't want to not acknowledge SRP and the work they do managing in-state reservoirs coming down from the Salt and Verde Rivers. You know, they play a big part of it. And a lot of them work together. I've mentioned this before, and I repeat it because it's just so fascinating to me. Buckeye, the city of Buckeye, their water allotment comes from the CAP, but they get it from SRP because they're on the downflow river of the rivers that SRP manages. CAP just replenishes SRP, the water that Buckeye's allotted. It's so fascinating.
It's amazing how they do it. And SRP does a stellar job. The cities do a stellar job. And right now we're very blessed. Like Rosie said, if you look at Roosevelt Lake, all the different lakes are up. They're very high capacity. Good for fishing, but most important, good for Arizona because we have a safety net there.
And if you've got a restored interest in outdoor recreation, the water flow coming into the summer should be really high in all the rivers and make for an incredible kayak and river rafting season.
That's right. That's awesome. Mr. John Owens of Connecticut, thank you for helping educate our Rosie on the House listeners this past hour. One more time, the phone number.
Okay. If you have questions in the Phoenix area, you can call 602-437-2474. If you're in the Tucson area, 520-293-6687. Thank you very much.
You can always find them as well at rosieonthehouse.com. Thanks, John. Folks, I want you all to stay tuned. We have the director from the Arizona Register of Contractors coming in the next hour. Just for he and I to have a conversation about why it's so important to just spread the calm. Just spread the calm. COVID-19 isn't the only thing that's contagious. Calm is contagious. Now, what are you spreading? Huh? So he's going to come in and talk to us about the fact they're open for business and hopefully answer any question you might have. So we're honored to have the director of the Arizona Register of Contractors here in studio in just a few minutes. Y'all stay tuned. And again, John Owens of Kinetico, thanks for coming in, my friend.
Thank you very much.